With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, we love seeing young people do well here in the show, and I'm joined now by someone with a mad side hustle that has become his real job. Emmett Fearick is a YouTuber whose career has really taken off. Emmett, you're very welcome along to the show today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Let's get straight into this, right? Because I need you to describe for everybody what you do for a living.
Sure. So I make videos on YouTube. So basically, if you've ever watched on TV a show like Air Crash Investigations, mm-hmm. I basically do a version of that, and I make them on a flight simulator at home on my computer, which is like a game, basically, of planes. And I recreate incidents and accidents that have happened in aviation in the past. So that's basically what it is. It's basically a telling of the story of a plane crash, almost. Not always a crash. Sometimes things go well, but that's basically what it is.
Okay. How is the channel going for you? Because from what I've seen, it's going very, very well.
Yeah, it's going well. Like, I started about 2 years ago in October of 2021, so that was 2.5 years ago now. And yeah, it's really taken off the last few months, certainly the last year. I think we just passed about 400,000 subscribers now on YouTube. So yeah, the growth has been... Yeah, it's great.
Okay, like, lots of other YouTube do flights that went wrong. Is the different element about yours the fact that you're doing it in a flight simulator yourself? Is this what the take is for people?
So like that, the other programs on YouTube do that too, but I'd say what makes this one different is there's kind of a psychological element to it. So my background is in psychology, that's what I did in college.
Okay.
And if you look at these crashes, like what tends to go wrong is there's often a kind of a human factor to this. The pilots do something wrong, or they're not trained properly and that kind of thing. And it's that human element that I kind of tend to focus on in the videos.
Right.
And also, yeah, that's probably the main differentiator, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I always say people buy into people. So that,
yes.
That's clearly what people are obsessed with for this. I need to know, like, how did you end up, like, getting into this? Like, are you a bit of a plane spotter yourself? We have one on the team. There is no judgment here at all. Actually, across UFM, we have loads of avid plane spotters.
Very cool. Yeah, no, that's been me all my life. Like, I was a plane spotter. I'm a plane spotter. I haven't done it in the last while now. But yeah, I've been interested in planes since I was about 5 or 6 years old. I knew I wanted to be a pilot since then. So to me, this is kind of a natural extension of that. I was working a kind of regular 9-to-5 job before this, after I graduated college.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, I have to find some way of funding my flight training. So this is what I set up as a way of doing that. And yeah, no, it's gone nicely.
Sorry, you've actually just dropped that in there. You are about to, like, start becoming a pilot.
Yes.
Okay, so this is this is the road you're taking.
Yes, exactly. So I'm actually calling you from Spain at the moment. Sonia, it's very nice here. So basically the reason it's happening in Spain is that the weather is a lot nicer. And so we get kind of more flights, because flights are constantly getting cancelled because of weather delays and stuff like that.
Okay.
So here it's a bit easier to do it. But yeah, no, this is the path I've decided to take. And yes, it's what I've wanted to do since I was 5. So I'm keeping up the channel as much as I can alongside the flight training. But it's been fun kind of watching them feed into each other as I go along.
Emmett, this is so exciting. Like, I mean, the fact that your background is in psychology, you are, like, absolutely and utterly obsessed with planes, and now you're training to be a pilot. It's like you're the perfect person for this YouTube channel, because you have every piece of information. Like, what kind of feedback do you get from your subscribers?
Yeah, like, I suppose they appreciate the detail in it. And a lot of them, I get a lot of comments saying that they're happy that it's not sensationalistic, because...
Okay.
I don't know why, like, some other channels do this, like, and also you'll see this on TV if you watch, like, the National Geographic type shows. They'll really try to make it very sensational, but I kind of tend to think that these are actually, they're interesting enough in themselves, these kind of plane crashes and the stories around. Like, there's a huge human element to it, which everybody can relate to, whether you're in aviation or not. And so I think they're kind of fascinating by themselves. So I don't think there's really a need to make them even more sensational than they actually are. I forgot what your question is, but
it was just kind of like exactly that. Like, what kind of feedback, like, is coming from the people who subscribe to you? It is that. It's that you haven't sensationalized them, and that's why they're, you know, very invested in them, I assume.
Yeah. And they like, I suppose, the amount of detail as well, because my source for these is the final reports. So after every accident, there's a very detailed final report. It can take 4 or 5 years sometimes to make. It's normally a bit shorter than that. And they're hundreds of pages long. And they basically go through in minute detail how these things happened. So I use those as my source to make sure I'm getting correct information.
Okay.
And I think people appreciate that. They appreciate the kind of the detail that I go into and the kind of the storytelling, basically, of it.
Who are these people? Like, who would be your audience? Like, what kind of people are watching these? Because, like, I just know for myself, I would be a little bit afraid watching them and then getting on a plane to go on my holidays. Or is it the complete opposite that people get from it?
Yeah, so it's funny. There's like two reactions to it. So some people have exactly that reaction where they're like, why am I? I get comments being like, why am I watching this when I'm about to board a flight now? So people are kind of like nervous about doing that. And then at the same time, there's other people who said, actually, this has cured my fear of flying. Because
okay.
I think what it in a certain way, it's kind of counterintuitive, but it takes the mystery out of it. So I think a lot of what people are afraid of when they're afraid of flying is they're afraid of like not knowing what that sound is, or not knowing what's going on, or wondering what the pilots are actually doing. Whereas if you watch one of these videos, you see actually in quite a lot of detail, this is what's happening. The sound is not some crazy thing. It's actually quite normal. So there's a lot of, I suppose, taking the mystery out of it that happens when you watch these. And that makes it a bit easier for some people. Obviously, other people have the opposite reaction. They just, if you're watching a plane crash, you're probably less likely to be comfortable getting on a plane maybe. But it's funny how people kind of have two separate reactions to it.
You're saying there about the explaining of like what the sound is. So there's no one kind of wondering if it's the left phalange that's gone wrong on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Emma, tell me this one. What did your friends and family say when you said you were chucking in the day job and you were going full time on YouTube?
Yeah, well, I had different reactions to that as well. So, I mean, the first thing is I went part time for a while. And that was actually more difficult because you go from being fully invested in a job to saying, well, actually, you know, I know I'm still young. It's not like I was having kids or anything, but I said I want to step down to 3 days a week. So I was more worried about that than I was about quitting. By the time I quit, which was in March last year, the day job, just went full in on YouTube. It was at the point for a few months where I'd been considering it then. And it was, I only did it because it made sense financially for me just actually not spend 35 to 40 hours a week in the office when I could spend that working on the channel instead.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was it made sense, but obviously there's that natural reaction that like my parents had, and that it was mainly actually my parents being like, oh, is this the right decision? But they backed me. They fully believed it was.
Yeah.
Doable.
And I mean, look, we always know this, like parents are always just concerned for their kids and hoping that they're going to have a stable life ahead of you. But yeah. I always am of the opinion as well, if you're going to do something like this, that you have to just go all in, because then you have to make it work. You know,
exactly.
There's no falling back on the part-time job. Then you have to get a paycheck at the end of this.
That's it. You kind of have to give it your all when it's your only thing. And especially when it's your own business too, like you're the one who has to do everything. So yeah, it was kind of, maybe that's part of why I did it as well. I was like, if I force myself to put myself fully into this, I'll have to stick with it. So yeah.
Exactly. So how long have you got left now until you become a pilot and you'll be flying us all off on our holidays?
So it's a long course. It's 18 months long, and I'm 6 months into it now. So I have about a year left, maybe a bit longer than that, before I'm flying the jets, flying people on holidays.
Oh my
so
God,
yeah, I can't wait. Though. Yeah,
that's not long at all. Like that will fly. No pun intended there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you do me a favor though? When you become a pilot on the plane, can you please try and get like a decent mic or something? Because nobody has a clue what the pilots are saying when they're coming on.
Okay.
They're
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring my YouTube mic on board and I'll plug that into the plane and see if I can do that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm delighted to see we've made a bit of change. Just some people's holidays, Emma. It's great. Best of luck with your pilot training. Thank you so much for coming on and taking the time out to chat to us today, Emma. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, me, Laura. Nice talking to you.
That was Emma Feerig of Green Dot Aviation on YouTube. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.